Hello, everyone, and welcome to On the Tee with Dr. P, where we talk golf, but with an academic twist. This time, we're going to take a quick look at why magazine covers are still so important in today's world. Can a magazine cover do more than just sell issues? Well, let's take a deeper dive into that idea. So get settled, and we will get started. Oh, the golf world can rejoice. We finally have some good news, or some more good news, about women's golf. We have another first. Thank goodness. It's a little late, but okay, we'll take it, right? As you may have read, the December-January 2021 issue of Golf Digest, which I'm sure many of you probably read, Golf Digest being one of the most popular golf magazines around. Well, the cover features a photo of women, which happens to be the Korda sisters, which was taken by a female photographer, and the story was written by a woman. So I was happy. I'm happy to admit and happy to say that and happy to hear about this trilogy of, as I say, female dominance, you know, in one of the most male-dominated publications in golf, and some could argue really in general. And so when I heard about this cover, I decided to take a look at it myself and to see what the hubbub was all about. And, you know, you're more than welcome to Google it, take a look at it and see what you think, and then hold that thought. And I was, you know, really excited again to see this. And, you know, it was all over social media. The golf Twitter went completely crazy. You know, it's really good. So I saw the cover. And again, we see an image of two of golf's best players, right? You could arguably say that, of the Korda sisters. And this photo, after you see it, you may think, and maybe or maybe not, this is just a fairly harmless picture. And we have two super popular, talented golfers, and it seems as simple as that. Now, this got me thinking about this picture and, you know, about pictures of women in media all the time, sports and otherwise. You know, hundreds of studies, hundreds of them, have confirmed time and time again that women are unfairly treated in the media. You know, we see this all the time. And I thought, well, maybe we're not seeing that in this cover photo. You know, am I finally sighing or breathing a sigh of relief at this point? You know, we see language which diminishes accomplishments, all these horrible things, images which sexualize women's bodies and all kinds of negativity. But this photo on the cover, no pun intended, doesn't seem to have much of that. It seemed to be just two golfers smiling in a golf pose, looking the way, dressed the way that they generally dress and look when we see them on television or really anywhere. But again, I started thinking about that. Let's hold the phone just for a second, as we say, and look at maybe something a little bit deeper. You know, there's one academic theory out there that says this photo is part of the reason why women's golf hasn't made much progress. And so you think, how is this possible? How, you know, they can't. This is a perfectly innocent image of two female golfers. There's not even an ounce of negativity oozing from this page, right? Maybe. Well, not so fast. We have a theory out there called facism. And this is a theory I've written about before. So see what you think about this. It's called facism. Again, F-A-C-E-I-S-M, facism. And facism is basically a theoretical framework, and it describes the degree to which a photograph focuses on the human body versus focusing on the face. And the facism effect, it suggests more important aspects of identity are thought to be centered differently anatomically in women and or versus men. Here's an example. So there was this one study that I read about. It's pretty fascinating, where the authors, the researchers, asked participants to draw, just with pen and paper, a male and a female. And what happened was that the participants, by and large, significantly, as we say in academia world, the participants drew men with a very prominent face, very detailed face, and again, that's where the focus was. When they drew the women, they drew almost all the time a full body with very little detail on the face. So that was quite an interesting finding. You know, another study that is out there, which actually I have full disclosure, it was mine, that found men were shown a little over 70% of the time and women about 30% of the time in a sample of online newspapers. And that study is a little older now, but I would have to say I'm not so sure that it has changed a lot. Now, I don't know that. Might have to do another study. But that study, I'm going to quote myself for once. Here's what I found. I concluded that, quote, published images of women, which tend to focus less on their intellect and more on their figures, their bodies, may over time contribute to a general cultivation effect among media consumers that tend to symbolically devalue women by cultivating images of them as less powerful than males and less able to serve in intellectual roles, unquote. So if we take that quote that I wrote a while ago, I still think that that still exists. Now, other racism studies are out there. There's a whole bunch of them, and they tend to find a lot of the same thing, that they found facial prominence of men has been much higher than women in many forms of media, including, you know, websites and news magazines and television. And to be totally honest, I did another study that had to do with racism, and it had to do with the 2008 American presidential election. We had a vice presidential nominee that year, and she was photographed significantly more often in a full body shot than her male opponents and her running mate, by the way. So this brings me back to the magazine cover in question, the one with Golf Digest of 2021. Totally innocent picture, right? But if we look at it from a facism angle, we see it falls right in line with the other studies. It's full body pictures. Now, to be fair, I thought, okay, what else has Golf Digest done in the past year or 2 years or whatever? So I decided to get online, look at the covers and see what was there. And I questioned, you know, did the theory of facism exist on those covers as well? Well, what I did was, professors do this kind of thing. It's fun. I analyzed covers. I got back to about 2013. So I looked at 2013 all the way up to 2021. There's generally a monthly issue. There were a few special issues in there, you know, for the Masters and things like that. But what I found over all the years, and not counting the most recent cover with the Korda sisters, there were only 7, I believe, other women that graced the cover. If you go back before the 2021 cover that we're seeing now, it was all the way back to 2016 when a woman was on the cover. Now, as I went back and looked at the other images, the very few that there were, a few of them, most of them, I guess, many of them were full body shots. But luckily, two of the images showing the golfer, she was engaged in a full power swing. So that's really great. A couple of the images were hip up. One was of a knee up. She was the one that was had the knee up. She's actually more well known of being a model. I don't know if she plays golf or not, but she's more known for being a model. And one, and I believe this was from 2015, had one of a very, very popular female golfer, which only had on a golf towel from her waist up. And so that was very interesting. But again, I'll leave that for another day. Well, that's another thing. What was disturbing was that, you know, when the clothes were present, they were pretty skin tight on a lot of them. And we were in positions that, as I looked at them, I thought, that kind of looks painful. How did she do that? Well, okay. So we have those covers, but how about the rest? Well, of course, the rest of them were men. Now, I have to admit, there were, I don't know, 8 or 9 under 10 that were of equipment. And actually, to be honest, the number of covers with women and the covers that had equipment on them were about the same. I find that very sad, actually. But anyway, the rest were men, and with the exception of a few, that were equipment or some other golf-related image, like a course or whatever, many of them were full body shots, and but then not too many of them were, in a come hither sort of position either. Those full body shots were generally strong in stature. They were generally powerful. Now, if you go and look in academia or some other literature of media and communication, that's out there about, how pictures and photographs are taken, whether the picture is looking up at the person, looking down at the person, the tone of it, you know what I'm saying? But many of the covers of the men were, they were regal. I mean, they were headshots making the golfers look like they were posing for a portrait. Some of them, a lot of them, I should say, were shown in a power swing, like a really strong power swing. A few superhero poses were in there. Some were playful images, they were sort of fun, but there were a lot of, arms crossed, dominating in tone, that kind of body language was there. So, to answer the question, if fascism was still alive, I would say that it would be an unequivocal yes. It certainly is there. It's living like that little shank shot that's always hidden in your bag that's going to open and, be there, in the right moment. Now, I don't want to get a lot of or receive a lot of hate mail for this, saying you're not happy that the Korda sisters are on there, and you are always, saying the women's game needs more attention and, all of that. And yes, that is true. I'm thrilled to see the Korda sisters on a cover of such a well-known golf outlet. Thank goodness. It's been too long. And they're great to be on there. I mean, they're exciting to watch. They're talented, they're all over social media, and goodness knows, and I saw this on Twitter as well, of pictures of younger women, younger than them, little girls looking at that magazine, and we know that that is so influential, and they need a good role model, right? Again, watching them play is fun, and I'm confident that a vast number of fans will continue to cheer them on, of course, and continue, as they continue to take on the golf universe. We see over and over that the Korda sisters are going to have a long career. As long as anybody doesn't get hurt, they're going to be around a while. And they even posted on social media that it was a dream come true for them. Of course it was. That's really awesome. And I don't want to diminish this incredible achievement that they have. They fully deserve to be on this cover and many in the future. However, the fact remains that fascism seems to be alive and well in golf media. Is it astonishing to see so few covers with women over such a long time frame, the time frame that I looked at anyway? Or is it surprising many of the images they chose, Golf Digest chose to publish, are sexualized? Not really. Unfortunately, not really. But what is the most disturbing to me is that fascism is still so prominent, but yet it's so silent. It screams from the page, absolutely screaming, but no one seems to hear it. And it's everywhere, absolutely everywhere, but it goes unseen. So I believe it's time to, here's another pun, it's time to face it. It is time to face this. And even though we have such a fantastic cover and we're so excited for the women's game for this to happen, we still have to look into what that image means, what it means for society, how far the ramifications can go with just a simple picture. If you go back and look at the one that I referenced a moment ago from 2015, where she only had on a golf towel waist up, what does that mean? And what does that mean for younger women, for younger men and boys and girls, and when they happen to see something like that? And what the perceptions are that come from, you know, the perceptions of the game of golf, and what comes from that. So we still have to be very careful. We can certainly celebrate, no question about it. I know I am for that cover, but we also have to remember that fascism is certainly lurking on that page, and there will be possibly some negative connotations to that of full body shots and things like that. So again, it's time to face it. So next time you look at a magazine cover, look at the, see if fascism is there. Is this a full body shot? Is this a headshot? What exactly is going on in that picture? And what does that mean for golf in general, and more specifically, the women's game? All right, everybody, I've taken up enough of your time today. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I invite you to take a few minutes and head on over to talkinggolf.com, T-A-L-K-I-N-G-O-L-F, talkinggolf.com, where you will see some of the best golf podcasts out there. There's lots to listen to, and I think you will enjoy all of them. Email me anytime at onthetwithdrp@gmail.com, and find me on Twitter at drkelly04. Play well, hit them straight, and as always, go for the flag.